Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia daf Yud Zayin. Today is Lag BaOmer. I don't think there'll be any explicit connections between the daf and Lag BaOmer. Maybe at the end we'll say a minute or two, just a thought on Lag BaOmer and what this day of learning means to all of us. Okay, so let's pick up on daf Tez Zayin Mabez. We happen to be in the middle of the Amud. We're speaking about Shmuel, and we'll see the shita of those who argue on Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. So Shmuel said, right on top after the two dots, Shmuel said, if you find a shtar hakna, bashuk, somebody finds a shtar which says that Reuven commits himself to Shimon, and he commits his fields to Shimon, even if Shimon never lends him money. That's the shtar hakna, the strength of the shtar hakna. So Shmuel says, you can return it, right? Because b'manavsha, if the loan never took place, so what? He still was mishabed his lands. So that's not up to discussion. But the other half is the question. He says that if you're worried about Piron, we're not choshesh for Piron. We're not choshesh that this was paid up already, because if it was paid up, then the borrower would have ripped up the shtar, because the shtar still exists. It must be that he didn't pay up. And then Rav Nachman said, my father was one of the sofrim in the court of Shmuel, and I remember when I was very young, we used to announce that shtara haknas were returned to their masters. Fine. Amr of Amram. Let's start with there. Right, are we up to there? In the middle, right in the middle. Amr of Amram. Afanana mitanina. We also learned the Mishnah that supports Shmuel. Kol maisa bezdin hareza yachsir. Any maisa bezdin is returned if it is found. If it is found in the middle of the street. So what's a Maisa Bezdin? So Rashi says the Havamina here is that we think a Maisa Bezdin includes a regular shtar, Baal Chov, that was Mekuyim Bezdin. Right, we know Kiyim Shtaros, the Dindar Rabbanan, that every shtar has to be Mekuyim, every shtar has to be brought to Bezdin, and Edim have to be verified in one of three ways. Either they themselves have to come and say that these are my signatures, or we have to get another other people to say these are the so and so signatures, or we have to get another shtar and compare and see if these signatures are correct. But either way, that's kiyum shtaros. So that's the havamina here, that when the Mishnah says kol ma'isa bezdin, it includes a shtar mekuyim, and it says that your machzer it alma lo chayshin lepiron. So you see, you're not worried that things are repaid already. So Amalei Reb Zeira, no. Reb Zeira says there's no raya. Maybe when the Mishnah says Maisa Bezdin, it doesn't mean a shtar chov that is payable, and you're not sure if it's paid or not. And Shmuel says you don't have to be worried that it's paid. Masnisin b'shtarei chalatasa v'adrachta. The Mishnah is talking about documents that Bezdin gives out in order to go and take other people's property when they owe you money. Not a regular shtar chov. But like we mentioned, the foreclosure shtaros and other types of shtaros, delabene pironinu, those have nothing to do with piron, whether it's paid up yet or not. Those are documents of bezdin, and that's what it means that you can return it. Again, because if they must be true, and there's no issue of piron or not there. Amarava, vahani labene pironinu, is that true? If you have a shtar that allows me to go into your property, take your property, because you didn't pay me back, that is not a piraonable, right? That's not the subject to piraon. But 1 minute. V'armi nahardai, shuma hadra atresi yachishasa. Sugya that comes up later on. Nahardai says, shuma hadar. What is shuma hadar? Shuma, something that was estimated by Bezdin, meaning, let's say, your property that was given away because you couldn't pay back, that property could be returned up until 12 months. And if you get your act together and now you have money to pay back, you could go to the person who seized your property, give them money, and get your property back. So you see that it is a payable shtar. Even this shtar chalatasa, or shtar adrachta, meaning because if you pay up, then you can get your land back. So why should we give it back? And Amemra says, I'm from Narda, the Svira lead to Shuma Hadar La'olam. Right? That Shuma's Hadar. So this Mishnah is a riot to Shmuel. Remember, because Shmuel says, I'm not worried about Piron. So we said this Mishnah is a riot. So maybe not. Because this Mishnah is talking about unpironable shtaros. And the Gemara answers, no, it is. These are payable shtaros because of the issue of shuma hadar. Because you can get back your property if you pay up. So Ela Amar Rava. Rava said, no, another reason. Another reason why maybe there's a difference. And this is not a raya to Shmuel. Hasam hainu taima da amri ihu da afsida nafshe. No, the reason is because maybe there... it's his own fault. Why aren't we worried about Piron? Because, not because we aren't worried about Piron, but if there was Piron, it's his own fault that he didn't take the shtar. Why? because he should have ripped up the star. He should have ripped up the star by a star chov. And therefore, by star chov, Shmuel's case, that is why we don't care whether it was paid up or not. It's not a riot to Shmuel that we're not worried about Piron, but even if Piron took place, it's the own guy's fault, because he didn't take the star. After I pay back, I should demand from the malv of the star and rip it up. Inami lemitlev shtari achrini ilave, or to write a different star. Let's say you say, oh, I don't have the star, I'm sorry, I left it at home. So write me a different star that says that, you know, either it was paid up, or in the case of Shuma, that you gave me the land back. Demidina, now the Gemara explains. Demidina da'ara loboy lemehadar. Me'ikar hadin, the land that was seized does not have to go back to you. Meaning he seized it b'yashrus. Bezin gave him rights to seize it. Now you go back with your money and say, Kai, give it back. So we say, Shuma hadar. So me'ikar hadin, he doesn't have to give it back to you. It's his land. He had every right to take it. Umishum v'yasisa hayashar v'hatov b'nei Hashem. Because you should do what's right and good in the eyes of God. Hu da'amar Rabbanan te'adar. The Rabbanan say, you know what? Come on, give it back. I know you seized his land because you had every right to, but you should give it back. V'yasisa hayashar v'hatov. So Hilkach, because of that, me'resha hu de'kazavin. What does that mean? Me'resha, he's selling to you at the beginning. So look at Rashi for a minute. Me'resha de'kazavin. Klomar. Ein ze pidyon. This isn't redeeming your land that still kind of has a connection to you. Ella tchilas kinyan ki ilu shelo haisa. It's like you're buying your land back. So he doesn't really have to give it back to you. The Torah, the Chazal say, you know, come on, give it back. It was his land, and now he wants to buy it back, so give it back. Lefichach, Rashi continues, hakosif shtar mechira aleha in a toeh. Somebody writes a new bill of sale on it. That's not a mistake. V'haylo lezeh l'tvoa shtar mechira. So you should have gotten a star. Ho v'dachlu milas lo shtar shel bezdin. Since he said, I don't have the shtar bezdin here, so you should have demanded some type of sale. So yiboy le mitlev shtar zvini. And therefore, by a shtar zvini, you should have demanded it back. And because you didn't, that is why we hold you accountable. So that's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah of the Maisa Bezdin, which is talking about pironable staros, you're right, but we'll say it's his own fault. And that's why we say Yaxir in the Mishnah that was quoted, because it's his own fault. We blame him, and that's why the Mishnah says what it says. But that is not what we might have said by Shtar Echovos. By Shtar Echovos, maybe we won't hold him responsible, and therefore it's not a riot to Shmuel. Why? What's the Svara? What's the difference between these stars of Bezdin, where we say the man, he should have said, come on, you should have demanded the star back. And if he doesn't have the star, he should have written you a new star mechira, because that's what's appropriate anyway. But maybe not the same thing by star rechovos. Gabi star chov, Michael Amemar. By star chov, what are you going to say? Im isa the right, I pay you back, and you don't have the star that says that I borrowed money from you. Im isa the pare, yibayla lemikri le starre. What's the issue? That, you know, if I would have paid back, I should have demanded the star back? Amar, maybe, ishtamute kam ishtamitle. Maybe the malve, the creditor, will tell me, you know what, he's slipping away, literally. To Amarle, he says to me, I'll give it to you tomorrow, I don't have it here. Tahashtu lesalagabai, I don't have it. Inami, or maybe there's a reason that he's withholding the star from me. Apshiti de safra zayerle. He's holding it back because of the money owed to the sofer, to the scribe. As we mentioned a few days ago, who has to pay for the sofer? You can't just go buy a star in the store and then you fill it out yourself. Who has to pay for the sofa? The borrower has to pay for the sofa. So maybe the borrower didn't pay for the sofa yet. Therefore, he says, you know what? I'll give you back the star when you pay. I laid out the money. So the malva says. So I'm keeping the star until you pay. So there could be a good reason why by a star chov, the lova didn't get the star back. Malva doesn't give it back, or he makes up an excuse. So that's why maybe you cannot return a star chov if you find it in the street. Again, Shmuel. Shmuel says you can return it, you never choshes the piron. So we'd rather bring him right from the Mishnah. Say, no right from the Mishnah. In the case of the Mishnah, by the shtaros of Bezdin, there's a good reason why it's his own fault. And therefore, we allow the shtar to be returned. Mashenki, when it comes to a shtar chov.
The Mishnah on your bays, not talking about the claim of Bezdin, is that
the Mishnah on your Yud Beis, that talks about, Mosi shtar chov.
Right, so it's not
right, Lechora, right. So Zamakim Bezin, somehow, maybe it's Noach Rayas Nechasim, that's what the whole Mishnah spoke about. Right, it all depends. Somehow it's not collectible.
Yeah, because this one says Komais Bezin, but it doesn't
Right, as we'll see. Right, then you would say there's no conflict here. There's 2 points. Number one, just to run, give us a little more insight into this last line. What comes out according to the Gemara? You don't have a right to Shmuel because you could have a chilek between the Shtar Chov and the Shtar Bezdin. A Shtar Bezdin, we blame you, right? For it's your fault. By a Shtar Chov, we don't blame you. So the Ran just expands on that here in the Chalushi Aran, that by a Shtar Bezdin, you're going to have to watch over you, the person who the Shtar is against. You're going to have to guard some Shtar. Mimanef Shach, you're going to have to hold on to something. Either you're going to have to hold on to the Shtar of the Maisa Bezdin itself, or some type of receipt. So therefore, even if he says, I don't have it with me, you have to demand the receipt, because you can have to, because Bezdin has a record of everything, so he might come with witnesses and say, you know, Bezdin said, let's say he doesn't have any shtar. Let's say he lost the shtar. He can come with witnesses from and say, Bezdin was b'chayev you to pay me. So he's going to have something to defend himself. So either he's going to have the shtar Bezdin himself to keep for his records, or he's going to have a receipt that he paid up. So that's what we blame him. He didn't have the star, so make him write for you a new star, because you can't have the excuse of, I can't worry about this. You're going to have to guard something. But by a star chov, what's the case? Shtar chov is the malva doesn't have the star. So you say, can I have the star? So the malva says, I'm going to give it to you tomorrow. Or, I'm holding it for the Jesus and Safri. Ultimately, by a star chov, he's not going to have to hold on to anything. Because once he gets the star chov, he's going to rip it up. He doesn't have to worry about anything. So that's why he's not going to ask for a receipt, because then he's going to have to worry about the receipt. He'd rather wait a day. He'd rather wait a day when the Malva says, I'll give it to you tomorrow. So that's why we're not going to blame him. Because it's not that he's just going to demand something, says the Ran, because he doesn't want to hold on to anything. If he doesn't have a choice, like nice and best, then fine. Then why should he wait till tomorrow to get it, just get one today? But she'inkin by a Bal Chov, so he'll just rip it up when he gets it. And then the Malva won't have any rias. Right? So that he borrowed money. So therefore, that's the difference between Shtar Chov and Maisa Bezdin. Just once while Sisa Yashar Vatov comes up, we always mention it, but it's always good to chazer. The Maris Chayas here mentions it again, so I don't feel bad mentioning it. Maris Chayas says, Sisa Yashar Vatov, remember the Ramban in Parshas Vayeschanan and the Magen Mishnah at the end of Hilchos Shchenim. Right? They both talk about this concept of Sisa Yashar Vatov, where the Ramban says, the Ramban does this many times, wherever it had, you have a general type of pasuk. Do what's right and good. Be holy. Kadosh to you. The Ramban always picks up on these psukim and says these are bases for life. Messages for life. Says the Ramban, what is Vasisa Yashavatov? Fakavana Bazad, the Torah tells us. Kimitrilo Amar, first the Torah says, Shetishmar Chukosave Edosav Asher Tzivcha, guard my laws. There are 613. Viatayomar, and now the Torah says, Gam Basher Lo Tzivcha. Even regarding what I did not command you, says the Ramban, Tain Dayat Techolaso Satova Yashar Beinav. Even outside of the 613, do what's right. Right? Fifth Shulchan Aruch. Know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. Ki hu oheva tova yashar. Because Hashem loves what's right and good. V'hu ze inyan gadol. This is a big inyan, says the Ramban. V'fish'i efshar lahaskir b'Torah kol hanhagos ha'adam im shcheinav areyav. It's impossible for the Torah to talk about every situation. Every specific situation, v'kol masao matano, and every business situation, v'tikuda yishuv, and every societal situation, v'amedinos kulam. It's impossible. So the Torah basically gives 613 guidelines, and then you know what? Figure out what you think God wants from you in the other situation. V'aval acharei shehizkir mehem harbe. The Torah says, lo sitech rachel ba'mecha, lo sikiv, lo sikiv, lo samar adam reyecha, chazar lo mabdera klal, do what's right. Achi kanis b'zeh hapshara v'lofnim mishuros adin. That's the Ramban, v'asisa hayasher v'hatov. Right, could do what's right, and therefore this is one example of it. Me'ikar adin, after I see somebody's property, it's mine. Chazal say, you know what? Come on, if he gets his act together and gets money, give it back to him. Right? It doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere, but Chazal figured it out. That's what the Torah would want. Right? And the other example, the Ramban here quotes, and that's what the Magen Mishnah talks about at the end of Hilchos Shchenim, the concept of din and bar mitzvah. Right? The border man. What's the border man? I'm selling my house. I'm selling my property. So if I could get the same price from my next door neighbor and from somebody 3 blocks away, I'm supposed to sell it to my next door neighbor, right? If I'm getting a higher price from somebody else, then the Tosfos says earlier that you can sell it to somebody else. Tosfos said at the end of Baba Kama. But if it's the same price and everything's equal, ceteris paribus, right? Everything else is equal. So then there's no reason not to sell it to your neighbor. Let him have a bigger property. V'yasisa yashavatov. So that's two examples that Chazal instituted. So they become outside the area of halacha, but Chazal instituted it for as a din drabban. Okay, Asisa Yashavato. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yebo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Two dots. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue on Shmuel. Shmuel said, if you find the Shtar Haknah, just return it because you're never choshes lepiron. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamoti Shtar Chov Ashok, a regular Shtar Chov. Somebody finds a Shtar Chov in the market. Afopisha Kasabo Hanpeik, even though there's a Hanpeik written on it, meaning it was Mekuyam. Bezin already gave their stamp that this loan took place. Right? That's what the Kiyam tells me, that it's a true loan. Lo Yachzir Labailam, you still can't return it. So, in other words, Lomi by Hecha de lo Kasabo Hanpeik, not only if it was not Mekuyam in Bezdin. If it's not Mekuyam, then there's always the chance that the loan never took place. Remember, this is not a Shtar Haknah, where he was Meshabin himself immediately. A regular Shtar Chov. So if you have a regular Shtar Chov that was not Mekuyam in Bezdin, for sure you cannot return it, because maybe the loan never took place. Ela afilu kasev bohan peg, even if you wrote it had a stamp of Bezdin on it, umaynihu de Mekuyam, still lo yachzir. Why? The chayshinon lepiraon. You're worried that it was paid up. Right, as we said a few days ago, only when the Baal HaShtar is holding the Shtar does the Shtar talk and say, I am not paid up. But if you find the Shtar on the floor, maybe it was paid up. You know it was a kosher Shtar, you know the loan took place because it had a kiyum on it, but you don't know that it was paid up, so you're not allowed to return it. Fine. So same source that we brought a raya to Shmuel with, we're going to ask on Rabbi Yavo with. Call my Sebezin, raise a Yachzir. Oh, every Maisa Besin is returned. So you return it. So, aren't you worried about, you know, Piron issues there? So how could Rabbi Yochanan make a blanket statement that every Maisa Besin is not returned? Every Shar is not returned because we're worried about Piron. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya answers Rabbi Avahu Bri, my son. Right, it's a term of affection, my son, he says not his son, right? He says to Rabbi Avahu, Lo kol ma'isa bezin shavin. No, don't you know? Right? Not every ma'isa bezin is equal. Meaning, this case specifically, you would return. What the case that the Mishnah is talking about? Why? El kagon shechuchsa kafron. He's already been huchsa kafron. He's an established liar. If he's an established liar, then we're not going to believe him that he paid up. You're not going to believe him that I paid already. That's why you can return it, because you're not going to believe him. Say, ask the Gemara 1 minute. Dama Rabba. When we said the Hufza Kafran Chada Zimna Sula Parala Klal. If somebody's a Hufza Kafran once, that forevermore, he's a Hufza Kafran, people are going to take advantage of him. I hear that so and so is a Hufza Kafran, that I'm just going to go to Bezdin and say he owes me money. And then he's going to say, I paid you already. He's not going to be believed. But every time somebody's a Hufza Kafran, that's it, he's finished. There's a concept of a pasul la'edus, that you can't testify for somebody else. So there, we have to know you do tshuva, the different ways how you become kosher leidus. But if somebody's hoofs a kafran that he just lied, so that forever he's out, so Elamah Rava. So Rava says, that's what you have to say. This Mishnah is talking about not general any Maisa Bezdin, including a Shtar Mekuyam, but what? Masnisa Mishtar Chalatasa Vadrachta Ukedereb Zera. Period, like we said earlier on the Amud, like we said just as we just read a few minutes ago, the Maisa Bezdin being discussed here is not about a case of a loan, it's about a Maisa Bezdin of the Shtaros of seizure, the Shtaros of foreclosure, like Reb Zeira explained, and therefore it doesn't relate exactly to the regular issues of Piron, which is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, second to last line, V'kafran hol v'asaliyad ha'neim ha'ben milsa. Once the issue of Hufsa Kafran came up, let's talk about it a little bit. Neim ha'ben milsa, let's talk about it. Rav Nachman says, Amru lo, if Bezdin tells somebody, say tain lo, right, a person is obligated in the Bezdin, and Bezdin says, go pay him. So once Bezdin says that, V'yamar parati, and he tries to say, after being told, say tain lo, he says, I paid already, ne'eman. He's believed. He's believed to say, I pay. Why? Because say tain lo means pay now. We assume people listen to Bezdin, and therefore, if he says, I paid, then he is believed. Rashi says, he said this l'achar zman. He didn't say this a minute after he left Bezdin. Right? So he's believed. Rashi adds in on top, u'bishvuas hesis. He's believed with the shvuas hesis, as we'll talk more about in a minute. So, ba malve lichtov, and if a malve comes to write a shtar adrata for this vice of Bezdin, in kosev nozun lo, we don't allow him to. Why? Because we assume it's paid up. So, meaning we believe the lova. But if Bezdin did not say, go pay him, but Bezdin just said, Chayiv atolitein lo, you are obligated to him. So then we don't assume that that's the last step of the case. We don't assume that people pay before they have to. And therefore, we assume that the guy's thinking to himself, you know what? I'm going to, I'm sorry? I got time, and maybe I'm going to. All right, what's it called? Even after there's a Gemara Din, what do we say? In there? He's going to try to an appeal. He's going to appeal the decision. So he has all these things that he has up his sleeve. Savar parati inon amos. That if he says I paid up, he's not believed because we don't assume he paid up yet. We don't assume that people do such a thing before they have to. But Mava liftov, and if the Mava comes and says I want to write a star after Kosov and Oslo, we say that he could write the shtar. Rav Zvid Mishmet, let's finish for a second. Rav Zvid Mishmet, Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Zvid Mishmet, Rav Nachman says, no, Bain say tain lo, Bain chayv atali tain lo. It doesn't matter which one, even the chayv atali tain lo, v'yamar parati ne'amon, he's believed. Even if he's just answering to the chayv atali tain lo, the Rosh says, because people aren't so machalik between the Lashonos. L'maisa, when people hear from Beis Din, you have to pay, you must pay. No, people aren't so medactic in terms of what exactly is said. That's what he says. Lefisha ein hamon am mafrishin umavdilin bein seitein lo ubein chayav atalitein lo. People don't know the difference. Hakol nir lehem psak din v'avid depara. Right? People aren't so machalik between what Beis Din is saying, and therefore they will pay right away. Is there a distinction? So we'll get to a distinction in a minute. But first, let's talk for a moment about two issues that came up. First of all, related to the issue of Seitein Lo and Chayav Atali Tein Lo. So Tosfos here points out that what does it sound like from our Mishnah? It sounds like from our Mishnah that the ultimate step is Seitein Lo. That comes, first comes Chayav Atali Tein Lo, you have to pay, then Seitein Lo is the ultimate. Beis Din says, go out and pay right now. So it sounds like from our Gemara that Seitein Lo is the real Gemara Din. But it says Tosfos, if you look in Sanhedrin, it's not so clear. It says Tosfos on top. Hachamash mit chayav atalitin lo, lo havi psak din gamur. From here it sounds like, but chayav atalitin lo is not total psak din. Kiyim seitein lo. That's the key. Go out and pay. V'chein mashba b'meruba. V'kasha, to be parakama de Sanhedrin. If you look in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, Amrina and the Gemara there describes, heichi dami gemar din. What is gemar din? Ploni ata chayav, ploni ata zakai. So you see, chayav atalitin lo is the gemar din. So is chayav atalitin lo enough or not? So Tosfos says, really, here, the Seitein Lo is the real Gemara Din. Chayev Atalitin Lo is just the point of no return. That's what the Gemara means. For what? L'inyin what? V'yesh lomar, dahasam mikri Gemara Din l'inyin sha'asr l'vtsoa. Right? Over there, what is Chayev Atalitin Lo? Chayev Atalitin Lo just means that Beis Din cannot decide anymore to do pshara. L'vtsoa means to do pshara, to have compromise. We know there's din and there's pshara. So at that point, Beis Din can no longer do pshara. Lafisha yodeh lahechan adin nota. The halacha is with pshara is we try to do pshara until Beis Din knows which way the din is going. Once Beis Din knows which way the din is going, they cannot do pshara anymore. Once they went down the path of MS, they can no longer go down the path of pshara. Right? What, before that, and when are they going down the path of MS? When they say chayav atalitin lo. So that's not gemar din. That's not the real gemar din l'inyin. Seitein lo, the final point, but in terms of the point of no return for pshara, so then we say that is what the Gemara means. Rav Soloveitchik has an interesting article about in Reflections of the Rav about pshara, the Torah way of justice, and that the Rav here describes the concept of pshara. Din pits one party against the other. The dayan analyzes the relevant facts of the case and applies the appropriate legal sentence. Oh, maybe this is connections to Lag BaOmer. We'll see in a minute. The dayan analyzes the relevant facts of the case and applies the appropriate legal sanctions as prescribed by Choshen Mishpat. The law is administered with cold impartiality and its decisions are dictated by objective data. One party emerges the victor. His case is vindicated. The plea of the other is denied. Discord and resentment persist, even as the court docket is cleared and the case is closed. The legal issue has been resolved, but human bitterness continues to fester. Only the Rav can say, din is that. In pshara, however, social harmony is the primary concern of the dayan. The fine points of the law and the determination of precise facts are of secondary importance. The goal is not to be juridically astute, but to be socially healing. The psychology of the contenders, their socioeconomic status and values, as well as the general temper of society, are the primary ingredients employed in the pshara process. These considerations are evaluated within the broad halachic parameters of Choshen Mishpat, and the final resolution of the conflict is a delicate and sensitive blending of both objective legal norms and subjective humanistic goals. For this reason, pshara is the preferred alternative. Pshara differs strikingly from its application in Roman or modern civil law. The latter, other religions, regard arbitration as contradictory to juridical action and as an extra-legal procedure. The judge may recommend out-of-court reconciliation, but he must eliminate himself from the process because a judge's role is that of a jurist, not of a humanist. He is compelled to implement the law within well-bound, well-defined bounds. In halacha, however, pshara is part of the process. It is a juridical procedure presided over by the dayan. It does not contradict the law, but it is preferred, and it is its preferred and finest fulfillment. That pshara is very much a legal procedure is attested to by the strict halacha requirements which govern its operation. Right? If pshara is just some outside of halacha, so no matter what, always go do pshara. No, but once you start going down the path of din, you can't do pshara. Because this is pshara is another choice within din. That's din and that's pshara. And that's why the Gemara says mitzvah l'psoa. There is a daya in Sanhedrin, which we don't pass in like, asr l'psoa. Why would you say asr l'psoa? So either that means when it gets too late, or maybe there's a sheet out there that says emes is emes, and pshara is not emes. You can't follow that. But we pass in mitzvah l'psoa. Because within a halachic system, still, that's what the Torah wants. The ultimate value is not to get to the emes. In Torah, the ultimate value is to get to the emes. But in din, the ultimate value might mean to make everybody happy. And if one could do that, then that's the best. Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe the star of not pshara is that if you really think the din is on your side, if it was decided by din, you would be completely...
Right, if you feel the din is on your...
Then you feel cheated by any kind of
pshara. By pshara, basically everybody feels happy, but everybody feels sad also, a little bit. But is that better than one person feeling totally good and one... person
no,
not.
Saying something else. Sometimes there are cases where pshara is appropriate because it really is a gray area.
Right.
And sometimes it's a black and white area, and if you go down the road of pshara...
Correct, right. If somebody is 100% wrong and it's clear, so then maybe the dayan might assume. I mean, it's from the dayan's point of view. That's first and foremost what he has to do. But if he feels somebody's 100% wrong, 100% right, then obviously it's not a case that's up to pshara. Okay, and then just the other related point to this I just wanted to talk about, which I came up a few times at the beginning of the Masechta, but we never really got to talk about it at depth, and that is the issue of Shuas Hesus. We know, as we mentioned, we read this Rambam before, the Rambam writes that there are three Shvua Daraisis. Three Shvua Daraisis. Right, the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Torah V'Nitan. Ein Lecha Mechu Yeshua Min HaTorah El Chutz B'Shlosha. Three Shvua Daraisis. Moda B'Mikzas, number one. Number two is Shvua Seidechad, Avavid Eidechad that says that you owe me money. And number three, Shavuos HaShomrim, which is all different types of, right, the Shavuos that the Shomer says, I didn't do anything. Aval kol ha-nishbon v'notlin, all cases, and those are all nishba v'niftar, I swear and I'm pater. But any case of nishba v'notel, I swear and I take, like somebody who was wounded, who was stolen from, or pogim shtaro, all of those are midirabanan. Those are midirabanan, v'kol elu ha-shavuos, av avishay midibri sofrim, harin ke'en shal torah v'nikidas chayfetz. Those are shvuah d'rabbanans, but we treat them like daraisas. You have to hold the sefer Torah when you take those shvuahs. It's a serious shvuah. Fine. And then in the next halacha, the Rambam says, if somebody is kofar bakol, then there is no shvuah d'araisa. Or d'rabbanan. But then the Rambam says, aval chachme ha-talmud tiknu. Chachme ha-talmud, who does he mean? Rav Nachman. He's the one who made up shvuah hesus. Big shaila, did Rav Nachman make up shvuah hesus? He's an amora. Right? Because the Mishnah doesn't mention it ever. Right? Did he make it up? So it sounds like it's a late break in Takana. Aval chachmei atalma tiknu sheyishava hanitva b'chol elu shvuas hesus v'yipater. Ve'enok ein shal torah lefei she'en b'nikitas chayfetz. It's a very different type of shvua even than the other shvuas d'rabbanans. So the big question in the Rishonim and the Achronim is, how do we look at shvuas hesus? Is shvuas hesus really, do we really have any suffix? If I deny, do we really have any suffix? Or do we say no? There's no suffix. We have no reason to believe that you have to take a shvua. But you know what? Be mephis the daito of the balabayas. Language of the Gemara. You know, he's coming, you know what? Take a shvua. Right? Do extra birur. But we don't really have it's not a real bona fide chiyuv that we really have a safi that you're telling the truth. But you know what? Make him feel good. Take a shvua. You're not holding the Torah anyway. Right? So that's one way. Or do we say no? There's a Gemara that says, there's a line of Gemara that says, Ein Adam, right, Toveya Elim Kin Yeshlo. He's coming to bother you, tovei you, that you owe him money. L'chore, he might have some kind of basis. So he has no proof, right? Hamoz mechaber l'varaya, he has no proof. But you know what? Take a shvuas hesus. But maybe he at least created a little case of suffix, which would make you take, but the chiyuv is real, but it's just on a lower level. So this question comes up in a number of places. First of all, there's a concept of meifach shvua. Let's say if I'm ever chayv a shvua, can I just say, no, tough, you take the shvua? Am I ever allowed to do that? Right? You say I'm chayv a shvua. I say, no, I don't want to. You take the shvua. So this isn't what we had earlier in the Masechta. We had the concept that somebody was chashud. So we don't allow him to take it, so you take it. No, not that case. Can somebody just say, I don't want to swear. You swear and take your money. Are you allowed to do that? So we paskin, you're never allowed to do that, except by shvuas heses. That's what the Rambam says. Meifach shvua applies only by shvuas heses. Generally, you can't do that. The only one. But if you're chayav a shvua daraisa or even a shvua drabanan, ein hofkin shvuasan. You can't do that. Chayav a shvua, so you swear. You can't throw it back. So what's the lamdus? So if you say the first one approach of heses, that really there is somewhat of a doubt here. So therefore, this should be like any other shvua. That just like every other shvua, you have a chiyav. So here too, you have a chiyav. You can throw it back. But if you say the whole idea of hasis, we have no doubt that you're telling the truth. He's coming to you. So you know what? A piece. It'd be mefis da'ato shabala bias. So then maybe you have the right to say, look, you want it, so you collect. I'm not taking any shvua. So that's why mefis shvua might apply. Hey, number one. Number two, the next halach in the Rambam. What does a hasis apply by a taina suffik? What if the person says, I think you owe me money? Is that good enough to create a shvuas heses? I think you owe me money. That's not good enough to create other certain types of other shvuas, like a shvua daraisas. Right? I think you owe me 100. That's not strong enough. But what about heses? So again, if you say it's a real bona fide shvua, so then maybe it's not strong. Just like other shvuas aren't strong enough, so here too is not strong enough. But if you say the whole idea is just, make him feel good, love his title, shabbal abayis, maybe here too we'd make him take a shvuas heses. One other one, and then we'll move on. What happens if, by some shvuas, we know that even if the toveya doesn't say anything, Bezdin is ta'aninan. Bezdin claims it on behalf of you. Even if you don't know the halacha, Bezdin will say, you know what? This case is a shvua, make him swear. Would Bezdin say ta'aninan when it comes to a case of shvuas hesus? So again, it fits in beautifully. If you say it's to be mefis the daito the balabayas, but really you have no obligation, then here they wouldn't say it because the balabayas isn't claiming it. So therefore, he's not going to have to do it. But if you say no, it's a real low-level birur that you have to do, so then maybe we would be towing it even if you don't suggest it. Okay, there are other nafkaminas, but we'll leave it at that for now. Okay, let's continue. Shvuas heses. Here we go. So what do we have? We just had a machlokas. We had a machlokas between Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said there's a difference between seitein lo and chayav atalitein lo. By seitein lo, a person is believed to say parati because lachor he would have paid right then. But a chayav atalitein lo is not. Rav Zvid in the name of Rav Nachman. Right, 2 days in the name of Rav Nachman. Rav Zvid in the name of Rav Nachman says same thing. There's no difference between chayav atalitein lo and seitein lo. He'd be believed in both cases. But says the Rav Zvid, continuing. Ela iika lifluge hachi hu diika lifluge. Here's a difference in the following case. Amru lo seitein lo. V'yamar parati. If Bezdin says go, right, seitein lo, go pay him. And then he says parati. And then he says I paid, which he normally would be believed. But for ha'edim me'idin oshelo paro. But edim come along and say he did not pay. So then, huchza kafran lo so mamun. Then he's huchza kafran to that money. And he will never be believed again regarding that money. Again, if it all happened after seitein lo. But chayavat, because we assume by seitein lo people pay, and if we have witnesses that you didn't pay after that, then you're hochza kafran. And we think you're lying on purpose. But chayavat alitein lo. But if Bezin only said chayavat alitein lo, v'yamar parati, and you said you paid, v'ho'edim e'idin otosh lo par, and edim say that you didn't pay, v'chazav amar parati, and then later you said I did pay now, you're right, I didn't pay before, but now I paid, lo hochza kafran lo so mamun. Then you're not hochza kafran in that case. If it's only after chayavat alitein lo. Why? My taima. Ishtamuti hu tukam ishtama mine. Because after chayav atalitin lo, you know, you say to yourself, even though many people pay, but you know what, maybe not. We don't know for sure that you're hochza kafran. You're sliding away, suver. Adma'ainu be'rabana medine. You know what, maybe Bezin is going to look at it and, you know, change the psak. Right? Because remember, chayav atalitin lo is not the ultimate step, it's seitein lo. So we're not going to be machzik somebody a kafran after chayav atalitin lo. What exactly is the case that witnesses said you didn't pay up? How do they know for sure? Were they with you every second of the day? How did Adam know that you didn't pay up? So Rashi says, third skinny line, b'faneinu tavu lefroa lo al pi bezin, in front of us, the tovea asked you to pay him back, v'lo pra'o, and you didn't pay him. Ho'alu b'fneihem he'iz la'avar al pi bezin, since in front of them you were meiz, you were so brazen, einu ne'am unshugum aparatif shlo be'edim. Right, you're not believed anymore. Because the Tovea was Tovea you, and therefore you said, you didn't pay at that point, so you're a Muxa Kafran.
He said, you know what, I do owe you the money, and I didn't pay you.
Right.
He can't just say, I
don't owe it. Somehow he denied it. Either way, the Rush says on Rashi, why are you a Muxa Kafran in this case? So you didn't pay at that time. Maybe he doesn't even give, maybe that's an answer for Rashi, what you suggested. But why are you a Muxa Kafran, asked the Rush on Rashi. And ask the Rashba on Rashi. Rashi says, what's the case of Ochsa Kafran where Eidim know for sure? The man was Tovea you and you didn't pay. Why is that Ochsa Kafran? The Rashi says, no, you know what the case is? You say you paid on such and such a day, and they say, Imanu Ayusa. That's the case of Ochsa Kafran. They say, there's no way you could have paid at that time. You were with us. So you couldn't have paid at that time. That's Ochsa Kafran. Because you specifically gave a time and a place where you paid, and the Eidim say, no, it couldn't have been. But if it's just a case where a person was tovea you and you didn't pay, why is that also a kafran? Like, declares you a liar? So that's a machlokas between here, between Rashi and the Rush. What exactly is the case? Period. Amar Rav Barachan, Amar Yochanan. Similar cases. Manali biyatchavala amelchem biyadi klum. You owe me $100, and he says, I don't owe you anything. V'edim eidim association lo. And then eidim say, no, you do owe him. V'chazav yamar haparati. And then he says, oh, I paid up already. Again, whenever you lie about a certain thing, then you are not trusted regarding that. Right? And it applies to Psul Eidus also. By most Averos, if somebody is chashud to do a specific Avera, he's not believed in that area, but he's kosher to other areas. Meaning if somebody is Psul Eidus, he's a ganef, he's Psul Eidus, so could he be a shochet? So he's not a mumala chal tar kula. Right, so he's believed. He's not believed in any monetary issues. If somebody is a chashu that he's not doing shechita properly, so he's not going to be believed in something, some other area. So usually, say it's limited. There are certain averos that if you're chashu to this one thing, you're chashu l'chol torah kula, Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Avodah Zarah. Right, but other than that, you know, almost all averos are only a mumul davar echad. So here too, if you lied about a certain thing, then you're muksa kafir l'oso mamun. Kiyada shabtai breder of Imrinus, like shabtai, the name of Imrinus. We had a shabtai a couple of weeks ago. Also, right, we had a beishmul who said that this is a real name. We discussed how do you spell shabsi, shabtai. So here it is. Kasa v'lokalsi, it's the law. The milsa biksubasa shabtai, the son of Imrinus, wrote for his daughter-in-law a specific type of coat in her ksuba as dowry. Right, he wrote a special istala. And v'kibla alei, and he accepted upon himself to have that. Irkas ksubasa, and the ksuba was lost. Amar, la, lo haydar miolam. And then the final law tries to say, I have no idea what you're talking about. Asu sahadi, va'amri in kasav la. Edom comes and say, no, he did write it for her. Lasov amar lei purprate. He said, okay, fine, I paid it for her already. Asu lakam, derbi chia, amar lei hochzakta kafran, lo osa istala. Tough luck, you're not believed. You already lied about that, and therefore, you're not going to be believed regarding it. Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi La, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Hayachay lachavir shvua. So let's move from money to oaths. Somebody's chayav a shvua. Biyamar nishbati. Somebody's chayav a shvua to someone, and the guy says, I took a shvua already. I already swore. V'edim eidim aso shalom nishban. Again, Edim swear that he didn't, Edim testified that he never swore. Huch zakafran la'os a shvua. He's huch zakafran to that shvua. He's not believed regarding that shvua. The Rush here quotes, V'shamina mina, what do you see from this line? Teheicha din ischayev l'chaver shvua bebezdin, whenever somebody's chayev shvua in bezdin, v'yatsami bezdin v'yachar zman tavo chaver sheyishba, and he goes out of bezdin and somebody says, swear to me, v'yamar nishbati ne'eman v'ein chayev shvua. Right, but this Gemara, Eidim testified they never swore. Sounds like in general though, if I'm chayev shvua, then it's unclear whether I swore yet, and I say I did swear, I am chayiv, right? I'm believed. I'm not chayiv shvua. That sounds like from this Gemara. Only the Edom caused problems. But then he quotes Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says it depends. If you're chayiv shvua daraisa, and you say you swore already, you have to swear shvua's hesis. If you're kofar bakol. What's the chiddush of Rav Haigon? We'll see in a minute. Aval al shvua darabanan lo yishava. If it's a shvua daraisa that you're saying that you did already, you have to swear shvua's hesis, that you took your shvua daraisa already. But by Yeshua Drabana, not. Why? Takanta, takanta, lo abdinan. Double Drabana, we're not going to do. The whole idea of a hesed is a drabanan. The shvua drabanan is a drabanan. So if you do not, you say you already took a shvua drabanan, we're not going to make you take a hesed on the drabanan. But by a shvua daraisa, says Rav Haigon, you can take a shvua hesed. But it's a chiddush, because what do you see from there? That shvua hesed, according to Rav Haigon, wasn't only instituted for kfiras mamon, but also for a kfiras shvua. And the Ritva does not accept that. The Ritva says, what are you talking about? Hesses was a case where this kfiras mamon. You denied everything, and therefore we're going to make you take a hesses. Where do you see anywhere, says the Ritva, that hesses could apply even to a kfiras shvua? So that's a chiddush of Rav Haigon quoted in the Rashi here. You can take a hesses on a kfiras shvua, and the Ritva here argues with it. The Ritva says it can't be. Only kfiras mamon, not kfiras shvua.
Where did he take the
shvua?
Can you go into his room and take a
shvua
and say, I took a
shvua? Right, so Lachor, if there are witnesses, should be witnessed. But he says, I guess, there were no witnesses. If he swore, I said, I swore to you.
That's swore okay. To you.
Yes, unless he has witnesses, the one who he swore to probably should have had witnesses there. Weiter. Amro kamid Rabbi Avohu. They said to Rabbi Avohu, Amar lehu, mistavim milsu Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin's statement makes sense, kishin is chayiv shvua bebezdin. When you have a chiyav shvua from Bezdin, that's where, if Edom say that he didn't swear, so then that's huksa kafran for that shvua. Aval chayiv asma b'shvua ne'ema. But if he himself was the one that said, you know what, I'll swear to you. Right, Bezdin never told him. But he made it up himself, so then he's believed to say that he did swear. Why? Of an inish to mikri v'yamar. Right, it's people have the power to write, I'm not going to do what Bezdin told me to do. Look at Rashi. Av nishim kifamar. Lo ese mashalo chivuni Bezdin. Ela anim be'atzmi. Ve'ein zu sarvanis v'charot elo dechiyah ba'alma. When somebody says, I did it, I didn't do it, I saw already, he'll be more flexible by his own oaths. And therefore, that's not strong enough to be machzikim a kafran in that case. Only if it's a shvua of Bezdin will it be machzikim a kafran. And then, Drua Kamed Rabbi Avin. So after Rabbi Avo said, I think this is what Rabbi Avin meant, they went to ask Rabbi Avin himself. Drua Kamed Rabbi Avin. Amalu, I know Nami Bezin Amr. Yep, you're right. I only was talking about Shavuos of Bezin themselves. Itmar Nami, Amr Rabbi Avin, Amr Rabbi Lo, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Hayachai Lechavir Shua Bezin. Remember Nishpati Vedim Edino Soshalo Nishba. First, Chavir Shua and Bezdin. And Edim say they didn't swear. Huch Lechavir Lo Soshua. Period. Amr Ravasi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Hamoti Shtarcho Bashuk because of a Hanpeg. If somebody finds a Shtarcho Bashuk, and it's a shtar mekuyim because of Ozmano Bobayom, and you see it has today's date on it, then yachzir lebaylim. You're allowed to return a shtar that you find if it's today's date. Why? Imshim the cause of the lava is the lava hakaz bohanpek. If you're not sure if the loan took place, it definitely took place. It has a mekuyim. Imishim piraon lepriyabas yom alochai shinan. If you're worried about piraon, people don't pay on that day. Therefore, you don't have to be worried about that; it's paid up. Amalei Reb Zeila Reb Avasi Miyam Reb Yochanan Hachi. Is it really true that Reb Yochanan says you don't have to be worried about Piron that day? Ha'atu da Amar Reb Zeila Reb Yochanan. Didn't you yourself say in the name of Reb Yochanan? Shtar Shalavabo Pro Eino Chozev Alavabo. The halacha is if you use a star for one loan, you cannot use that same star for another loan. Shekvar Nimchol Shibudo, because the shibud created for the first loan has already disappeared, and therefore the second loan is really a milva baal peh. You can't use the same star. So Amos, when is the date that's written in this star that you potentially want to use for a second loan? If you want to use it for the next day, you want to use this star for the next day. So you think it's only a problem because this is a milva balpeh? Typically, davali muktam. It's a star muktam. It has a star that has an early date. Vitznan star yichovav muktam emsulin. A star muktam is possible. If you write a date too early, so then that and the balchovos are going to be meshubit from them. It's possible. Elolav. What must be the case under discussion? Biyome. It must be you're trying to have a second loan for the same day. So what happened to the first loan? It must have been paid up already. So Alma, Pari, and Shibiyome. So you see a case where somebody paid up on that day. So answers the Gemara, Amalei, Mika, Mina, Dol, Pari, Klau. I never said people never pay up. It's so that you don't have to be worried about that. I said you don't have to be worried about that, that people paid up. But obviously, if it happens, it happens. Period. Rav Kahana, Amar. Rav Kahana says, now going back, Rav Kahana is going back on that which Rabbi Yochanan said, that we return the Shtar Chov to the owner, back on the previous Amun on the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you find the Shtar Chov, you return it, Kishachayev Modeh. That's the case where the Lova admits that it's a Shru Shtar. Yachim Ayla Member, what's the Chiddush then, if it's a Shru Shtar? if he admits. So ma detema hai mifrei pare. You might think that no, maybe it was paid up already. V'hai deka amar lo parate. And that the only reason he says it was not. I didn't pay yet. Mishum deka boy mehadar lemisrei bezim nachrisi. Because you know what, he wants to borrow another more money. But you know what, he doesn't have to pay the scribe fees again. So he'll use the same shtar. He'll say, oh, I never paid this. Therefore, he'll use the same, even though the malva knows that he paid, and he'll just give him the shtar based on the next loan. Or the pshiti de safra chai, she just wants to save the money. Kamash malon, we say no. Deim kain, if that's the case, malva gufei lo shavik. The malva won't do it. Why? Savar shami be rabbanan umafsidili. The rabbis are going to find out about this. They'll rip up this whole shtar, and then I won't be able to collect at all. So therefore, the malva is scared. The malva is scared of Besdin. Says the Gemara, the malva is scared. What about the following case? What do you mean the Mishnah we had 5 days ago? If you find the shtar chov in the street, if it has a chayis nechasim on it, you're not allowed to return it. Because, and it's a case even when the lov is moda. What are you worried about? Why aren't you allowed to return the shtar in that case? Maybe, right, it was not given until later. And you're going to be toif lekuchos, right, inappropriately. We don't say there that the malva is going to be a good listener to Beis Din. We don't say there to MK, malva gufei lo shavik, the malva is not going to listen. To Amarlei, ksof shtar achrina b'tishrei, right, that he'll say there was a different shtar. Right at the Peshtar and Tishrei, the Domashami Rabbanu Mafsidili, maybe the rabbis are going to find out about it. So Lamaisa, is the Malva scared of Beis Din, or is the Malva not scared of Beis Din? So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Amri Hasa Mishum de Islay Ravcha de Katarav Lukuchas Beisam at Tishrei. In the case of the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis, the Malva's getting something out of it. The Malva's getting a profit. He has 5 more months to collect from Lukuchos. So he's going to cover it up. He's not going to be scared of Beis Din, because he's going to cover it up. He wants to get that profit. He's not going to say a word. Right? A little gezel here. Not so bad. If he has a yetzahara for it. But hacha, here there's no adifas for him. It's the same day. He's going to have to write another star today anyway. So make it to Torah Lekuchos. What? He's going to be Torah Lekuchos. You'll have that in the new star also. So he won't use this type of star. Again, because a person will only sin and have the yetzahara if he's going to get something out of it. If he's not going to get anything out of it, then he's going to be scared of Beis Din. And just one more line, and then we'll pick up. Amar Chibar Abba, Amar Biyochanan, Natoin Achar Maisa Beis Din. If somebody is towing after a Maisa Beis Din, meaning he says about a Maisa Beis Din, I paid up already, lo Amar Klum. It's nothing. We don't believe him to say parati. My time of why? Call Maisa Beis Din, command the Nokesh Shtar Biyadi Dami. Every Maisa Beis Din is as if he's holding a star. And just like if I'm holding a star, you can't taina, I paid. So do by a Maisa Beis Din. It's a befiris Mishnah. What are you telling me a big chiddush for? It's a Mishnah. The woman takes out her get and not a ksuba, so then she gets to collect her ksuba. Why? There's no raya. Because ksuba is a maisa bezdin, it's a tekanis bezdin. So even if you don't have your ksuba in your hand, we allow you to collect it. So Amarle, he says, no. So what's the chiddush? It's a Mishnah. Amarle, no. If I didn't pick up the rocks, you wouldn't have found the pearls. Meaning, you wouldn't have thought this Mishnah is a Raya. You would have thought the Mishnah is a specific case about Ksuba. Better than a Ksuba, you wouldn't have thought it's a general statement. I explained to you that it's a general statement. That it's any Maisa Beis Din is you cannot tie a parati to a Maisa Beis Din. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But just to keep note, one line, Rav Gedal Yeshua writes in about Lag BaOmer that we start counting the third of Svira. Third of Svira. Right, of Lag BaOmer, the last 17 days. Tov, the last 17 days, ain't Tov el Torah. But really, all three, he says, Torah, Bodan, Gemilas, Chasadim. Each third of Sviro, we work on something else. And now, of course, we started working on the Torah aspect as the Or of Shavuos starts being upon us in the last third of Sviro. So that's our avoda right now to make sure that we get into it. And as he says, he quotes from Midrash's Chasam Sofer, that on Lag BaOmer was the day that the mun started falling. How do you know that? Because the mun lasted for the food from Mitzrayim lasted for a month, which was Tesvav Iyar. Then they went 3 days without food, because you could go 3 days without food, maybe they had some drinks. So then on Yud Chas Iyar, they said, what's going on here? They're starving. Then the mun started falling. So Yud Chas Iyar, Lag BaOmer, is when the mun started falling, and the Gemara says, Lo Nitzna Torah Ela Lo Ochle Haman. We had to be Ochle Haman in order to get the Torah. That's the connection of Lag BaOmer with Torah. And we got to make sure that, right, we get into it in these days of Bab Metzia to be machazik ourselves in Torah. Okay? I'll go.